This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Does this sort of type of behavior, is this develop over time? Or is this something where, you know, the ditty of where the Puff Daddy or Sean Combs originally, when we go back to the early 90s, that sort of grandiose thinking, is that like always there in someone like this? And then when it actually does get filled in as being legitimate before it ever was, does that just further solidify a really twisted way of thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll see this sometimes in little children who are very grandiose, and hopefully with good parenting, you can kind of lead them out of that. But there are kids, you know, we'll say from early adolescence, at least, who are very caught up in fantasies of grandiosity and amazing success. And the same thing with the people who have abusive sexual behavior. You know, those fantasies all start very young. And many people don't ever achieve the success and make all those fantasies happen. But for those who do, it's something that's been building over the course of their lives.
What about as does the behavior continue to get more and more extreme as time goes on? Like trying to, you're satisfied here with this, and then that kind of gets old, and the next step up is this, and then this, and this. And then it gets into this crazy territory where it's just socially, you know, just disgusting and horrible with some of these allegations that he's made that are against him. But I mean, how does he get there? Is it just kind of a step ladder of, well, this isn't enough, I have to fill this need by doing something more?
Yeah, stepladder is a good analogy. And I think in that way, it's kind of a neurohormone-driven addiction. It's like that dopamine. They're always looking for something more exciting, something bigger, something greater, something more shocking. And it's a terrible way to be processing life because, as you say, the person does so much harm and they're never really satisfied. They're always, you know, searching and victimizing other people in the same process.
Before we go to some of the other people that I want to talk about in his world, I want to do one more thing on Diddy himself. And I'm not hearing anyone really say this yet. And I'm kind of curious to get your thoughts, because we have these accusations of literally the drug guy. There's somebody by Diddy at all times with a fanny pack full of drugs, all different things. And what Diddy wants, and you give it to Diddy. Have we considered, is Diddy an addict? I mean, does that, I mean, I'm sure that would probably play into some of this behavior and some of the, I mean, almost just nonsensical videos that we've seen of him talking in such grandiose fashion and things that really just don't make any sort of sense, but are all about him. I'm wondering how much that has played into the Diddy that we have today.
I think the issue with what mood altering substances does he use and what kind of pattern is incredibly important to explaining all this, because often, as we know with all the other cases we talk about, addiction goes hand in hand with bizarre behavior. And sometimes it's hard to tease out how much would have been happening without the substances, you know, and what is influenced by the substances, but it usually goes together. Sure. And we don't even acknowledge the role of alcohol, you know, because we're so used to it in our culture. But alcohol is every bit as addictive, if not more addictive, than some of the other drugs people are using. So I think that would definitely be part of the evaluation on what does this guy ingest and how does that affect his behavior.
Yeah, without a doubt. Let's talk about his kids a little bit, because they've been named in a lot of these civil lawsuits as well. They are adults, so they are adult children of Diddy. But they have been accused of some of the horrific behavior, very much the same in which their father has. One would have to imagine that growing up in a lifestyle like that, did they really have a chance?
Right. Yeah, the unfortunate thing about kids raised by pathological people is they've got the genetic inheritance, so they may have some innate tendencies to be similar to their parents. But then if you have that behavioral environment going on, that's what they're taught and what's reinforced. And so, yeah, his kids, one would expect that they're going to have similar challenges to him.
It's just in some ways it's heartbreaking, because if you have kids that grew up with extreme wealth and extreme privilege, and one would go, you have everything in the world. I mean, as did Diddy. But then to end up going down that road, probably emulating their dad in a lot of ways. I mean, that's got to be a hard life for a child to have your father be someone like Diddy. Take the drugs, take the sex, take all the bad behavior out of that. I mean, what kind of a mindset do you think they had, you know, as they got into their adult years in terms of being grounded to reality?
Yeah, clearly that would be challenging living in a household with Diddy. You know, what is reality? Mm-hmm. And, you know, parents are responsible for teaching their kids ethics, moral values, coping mechanisms for how we handle stress, the kinds of choices we make in our lives. And kids are going to manifest the kinds of lessons that their parents have taught them. And in this case, it would make sense that his kids are going to have problems.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.